Hey guys, this is Tobin, and I wanted to shoot a quick video because I've been seeing a lot of misinformation out there. A lot of people talking about the big announcement that was made 2 weeks ago by Facebook, but there's a lot of misinformation and a lot of confusion about what it actually means. So, if you haven't heard of this, or to just catch folks up to speed, Facebook announced a couple weeks that ago that they're going to change up the news feed. This was national news. In fact, the first time I heard this announcement, it was actually on the morning news. I got up in the morning and they were talking about it. That's how big a change this is. And Facebook said, we're going to make your news feed more about your friends and what your friends are talking about in those conversations. And you're going to see a whole lot less of the brands and businesses and organizations that have pages. So, on Facebook, you have profiles and you have pages. So you're going to see more from the profiles and less from the pages going forward. Well, you can imagine this really upset a lot of people because, for example, the social influencers, so those are folks that do a lot with YouTube and blog and Instagram, the social influencers, a lot of them were pretty upset because Facebook had really been encouraging them to shift from profiles over to pages because that's how they wanted people to have a page and interact that way. And then all of a sudden, these social influencers who were, probably had great visibility and would have great visibility with their profiles, all of a sudden their pages are just collapsing to nothing. So what does this mean for you? If you have a business, if you have an organization and you're trying to reach people through Facebook, what is the impact going to be on you? Well, absolutely, they are going to be featuring engagement. So if you've got content that has people sharing, has people commenting, liking, and you're part of that conversation, you're going to be able to get through these filters and you're going to be seen. We still expect that the amount that you're going to be seen, the visibility and your reach is going to diminish. That has been true of the last several years. That part is not new. People have been using, matter of fact, if you run a Facebook page, you probably see that little boost button. That's what Facebook's solution is for you to be able to reach your audience. So if you have 10,000 fans or 100,000 fans, you now have to use that boost button to reach most of them. Otherwise, you're only going to get 2, 3, maybe 5%, maybe 6%, but it's definitely under 10% of the folks in your audience that you've already built that you're going to be able to reach with your messages. So amidst all of this, there's one golden nugget, I think, for something that I'm excited about because I see it as an opportunity. And that is, we're going to see a big shift in the coming months here on Facebook, because it's really, if you are using paid advertising on Facebook, and I'm not so much talking about the boost button, I'm not talking about just giving your content that little push to get seen, but if you're actually in Facebook, you're using pixels, you're using retargeting, you're using the behavior targeting that Facebook provides. If you are actually in Facebook you're in the game to win it with their advertising, this is all playing to your advantage. Yes, the prices are going to go up on Facebook advertising. We do expect that to see that because there's going to be more demand, but it's going to drive away the small players, the people who are just, testing it and they're not committed to that channel. And the folks that are in paid advertising who are really making it a part of what they do, they're going to win. Even more, if you have a product that you sell. So if you're not advertising just to grow your audience, but you actually are able to do a transaction out of that to get some of that money back from the advertising, you're also going to be in a much stronger position than ever before. And then one last thought. You guys know me. You know that I love using giveaways as a great way to initiate a new relationship. So you give something forward, and giveaways are a fun way. It's like engagement or a game of marketing because you're able to give people something. They have fun entering. Someone's going to win. They're going to be super happy. Everyone expects to win. Giveaways are a great way to engage with people in general, and we're going to see those come to the front on Facebook as well. Why? Because those giveaways, if they're structured the right way, they really incentivize people to talk about them, to share, and invite other people in. That's the kind of engagement that Facebook really wants to see, and they're promoting with these changes. So I'm not going to summarize all that. That's a lot of information. But again, profiles are going to go to the front. Pages are going to struggle. You've got to have a plan. And I've shared a little bit about what we'll be doing with the pages that I manage.